Time for our Copan's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Copan Hornet head football coach Jeff McGlathery. Hornets hosting Wesleyan Christian this Friday night, 7:30 start time, eight-man football there. And Coach McGlathery, before we get into your game against the Mustangs on Friday evening, I know since we talked last that you were in a scrimmage against Welch and Prue, I believe you said. And how did you think things went last week?
We saw some positives, some improvement over the first week's scrimmage. Definitely some areas we need to work on. But overall, I felt like it went pretty well.
Who performed well for you in that scrimmage?
Damian Burdick at running back did really well. Josh Blackburn had a good scrimmage at receiver and safety. Our linebackers, at times, they were kind of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of thing. A few plays, they were non-existent, and then they stepped up and looked like they'd been playing there for 7 or 8 years. So they, you know, at times they showed some promise, definitely some things that they need to work on, but could see some improvement there. Dakota Scott is one of the linebackers, and Trenton Steele is the other linebacker.
Talking with Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery, as I mentioned, the Hornets kicking off the 2015 season in style on Friday night against the Wesleyan Christian Mustangs. I got a chance to talk to Coach Nathan England, the Wesleyan Christian head football coach, a little bit earlier today, in fact, and he was speaking about the Mustangs' 45-0 loss to Wright Christian, and he thought that they were really going to have their hands full with y'all's defense. Have you gotten a chance to look too much at Wesleyan Christian so far?
Not a whole lot. I've got a little bit of information on them. I tell you, I don't pay a lot of attention to that 45-0 game from Friday. I have a lot of respect for Wesleyan. They've got good players, seem to be pretty well coached, and I know they'll be prepared for Friday. I'm really hoping that that we can just play with them and compete with them. I don't think that that ball game Friday is a good indication of what kind of team they've got. I know I feel like they've got a pretty good ball club.
What would you what specifically do you want to see out of your guys on Friday? I know I'm sure you'd like to see a win, but aside from that, more specifically, what would you like to see on the field from your guys?
I tell you, yeah, and you're right. I mean, obviously, every coach would like to see a win on Friday night. It's kind of the ultimate goal. But at this point, where we're at, trying to help build a program, Friday night, I'm looking for effort out of our kids. You know, every ball game, there's going to be ups and downs. You're going to have positive plays. You're going to have negative plays. And as long as we can keep our heads up through those negative plays and finish. And what I mean by that is not give up. Give their best effort every play and finish the play. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that I'm looking for is just their effort and their attitude. It's going to be a long season. I know this is week one, and I try not to look forward. I'm definitely not, you know, looking past Wesleyan. But it's going to be a long season, and I'm just looking for a positive attitude, a don't quit type of attitude. And I think our kids have that.
Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery, as we mentioned, the Hornets starting off the 2015 season at home against Wesleyan Christian on Friday night, 7:30 kick time there. Coach McGlathery, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.